nailed by the false water cobra. The only thing it did was make me bleed profusely. And
cured her arthritis.
It cured my arthritis, so.
Aww.
Satch, you want to sit there for me and not go anywhere? That works.
Are you kidding?
That is cool.
This is Satchel. He's a little North American alligator, about a year and a half old. I hear you.
Is that him, mate? Who's making
that's
it?
That's the cat.
The cat.
Aww.
He's being tortured by unseen things under the table.
I thought he was trying to work on your sympathy.
It works. Are you okay?
So we're looking at another human training session.
Yeah. We don't always get it, though. We're a little slow. But anyway, Satchel, okay, you tell it. That's not the way it goes. That didn't really happen.
He's a talker, isn't he?
For the rest of
the
day.
Why we call him that?
That's why
he
got the
worst
name Kilele. Anyway, Satchel used to live in Florida with 40 or 50 of his brothers and sisters and his mom, and some people were vacationing there. The kids caught him and brought him back to California. And once they got him back to California, that's when they found out that it was illegal to own an alligator, and he was going to get over 850 feet and 12 to 16 feet long.
Yeah, they can get 850
feet. Or 850 pounds, sorry. 12 to 16 feet, 850 pounds. And I guess a big male alligator could weigh up to 1,500.
What are you planning to do when it gets large?
I'm giving him to my friend Judy. No, my friend Judy actually owns him. She just moved to Arizona. And she's building him a habitat, even as we speak.
All by himself?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's a year and a half old. He hatched out of an egg that was about the size of his head. Alligators also don't see well directly in front of them, so they tend to run into walls. Maddie! No choking! Okay, Satch.
I guess that's a drawback of having eyes on the side of your head.
Yes, that is one of those drawbacks. He was actually fed only hamburger for about 8 months of his life, and I don't know if you noticed he's got a little kink in his tail.
He was here, yeah.
That's from improper diet, not enough calcium.
His arms and everything okay?
Yeah, his arms are fine.
Stop it.
Now he's on a really good diet. You know what's interesting is whenever you see pictures of alligators in kids' books, what color are they?
Green.
Green? Alligators are never green. Never at any point in their existence are they green unless they come up in a pond with duckweed and have the duckweed on their back. When they're babies, they're born yellow and black, and as they get older, they lose he's already starting to lose the yellow stripes on his body, and he will be virtually black as an adult. Crocodiles can be kind of an olive green with some black on them, but alligators are never green.
We had an albino one up in San Francisco.
Yeah, there was a few of them found in Louisiana a few years ago, but they're actually not albino, they're cystic.
Oh.
So if you look at them, an albino animal would have red eyes, and the leucistic ones have blue.
This one has a... He said it was albino.
It's kind of a... It's easier to tell people it's an albino because
they
start talking about leucistic, then they go, a what? Can you spell that? What's its Latin root form? You get all those kind of questions. So, a lot of those white alligators, if you see them like in National Geographic, you'll notice that they have black spots on them.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't have any black.
Yeah, if it was an albino. And check out the eyes. The eyes are
blue. I didn't even bother looking that close. It was just a really neat looking animal.
They are. They look like white chocolate.
Yeah.
They are actually whiter than an albino would be.
Oh. I didn't know.
Because the albinos, most albino animals have a tendency to yellow out a little bit.
Especially if they have markings. The markings would be yellow.
but the leucistic alligators are just, they're white, you know, OxyClean.
Sure. 15 to 20 years,
same as a small dog. Wild animals have a tendency to be lucky to make it for a year. If they make it past a year, then their lifespan is usually about half what it would be in captivity. In captivity, you've got veterinary care, food coming all the time, and in the wild, you have to deal with environmental things, predators. So the first year of life is usually the toughest for any wild animal, and then usually about half the length of time that they would live in captivity. And I think that changes, like when you're talking about marine mammals. Yeah. Whales tend to live shorter, killer whales and dolphins shorter in captivity. Not necessarily, but sometimes. Some cats, though, won't make it to a year.